mentally to help preserve or digitize some media, not to play around with, although maybe the archivist does and has delight in it. Whereas instead of it being strictly only a tool, it is an object in and of itself, I guess, in the media archaeology lab there at there at the University of Colorado at Boulder. And perhaps we can leave.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
You're listening to Transmission Arts programming on WGXC.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
I just heard some terrible news.
What's that, honey?
The radio station WGXC is going off the air.
Oh, my goodness. Did you know you could donate by check? Give them a check to WGXC 5662 Route 23, Accra, New York, 12405.
And you can also go to their website, wavefarm.org or wgxc.org, and donate monthly, a sustaining supporter.
Oh, I'll be a sustaining supporter, honey, once we get up to that St. Charles Hotel.
Oh, yes, I love the bar there.
There's no bar there.
That's what I meant.
Wave Farm's Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The art park is on Wave Farm's 29-acre campus in Accra, featuring 13 installations. The study center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Accra broadcast studio, and accommodations for Wave Farm's International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farm's Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The Art Park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Asia of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Signal Hill, Newfoundland, Thursday morning, December the 12th, 1901.
Sono lieto di poter rievocare in poche parole le esperienze delle prime trasmissioni radiotelegrafiche a grandi distanze da me felicemente eseguite attraverso l'Oceano Atlantico il 12 dicembre 1901. Queste esperienze provarono conclusivamente che la trasmissione e la ricezione delle onde elettriche non erano affatto limitate, come a quel tempo credevano tutti gli scienziati alle brevi distanze, bensì potevano essere utilizzate per le comunicazioni fra il vecchio ed il nuovo mondo.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Republicans Mark Molinaro and Elise Stefanik and Democrat Pat Ryan voted for a bill that prohibits schools from being used as shelters for migrants, while Democrats Paul Tonko voted against. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Schools are places for academics, athletics, community services, and places where children like mine receive vital therapy. They are not migrant shelters," end quote. The bill does not ban using schools as shelters for other reasons, such as weather emergencies. It also has very little chance of ever becoming law by passing the Senate and getting the president's signature. Ryan was among only four Democrats voting for the proposal, and Molinaro sponsored the bill. The White House released a statement saying the bill, and I quote, would supersede local control, interfering with the ability of states and municipalities to effectively govern and make decisions about their school buildings, end quote. Republicans usually favor local control and less federal regulation, but not this time. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul's administration announced this week $15 million to expand electric vehicle charging infrastructure in New York, but some activists don't think Hochul is doing enough to fight climate change. Alex Beecham of Food and Water says, and I quote, "Climate change is already here and we're already paying for it. So not only do we need to move the state off fossil fuels, we also need an enormous amount of money to deal with the impacts of climate change that are already here and are going to get worse," end quote. NYPRG's Blair Horner wants a bill passed forcing companies deemed responsible for pollution to pay for necessary infrastructure changes. And I quote, "They're responsible, they lied about the threat, undermined the science, and bamboozled the public, and now we're going to pay the price," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Jesse McKinley reports in the New York Times that next month, British endurance athlete Lewis Pugh plans to swim the entire 315-mile length of the Hudson River from the Adirondacks to New York City. Pew said, and I quote, "I've been looking for a river for many, many years which could tell the story about all rivers, and always every single time it comes back to the Hudson," end quote. Pew has previously swam the 325-mile English Channel. He could catch possible infections from everything from, and I quote, "human sewage and rat infestation," end quote, to poisoning from mercury left over from the Hudson's industrial past. Pew says he thinks the Hudson River is much less polluted now than in the past. And I quote, "it shows how a river can be misused, then cared for, and turn around its fate. And so it gives hope to people who live on the Ganges, the people who live on the Yangtze, the Nile, the Seine, or here in England on the River Thames. That river can be saved," end quote. Read the full story in the New York Times. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
A proposed New York bill aims to end state funding for so-called charities supporting Israeli settlements. The Not On Our Dime Act aims to end support for not-for-profit groups engaging in unauthorized support of Israeli settlement activity. In New York, the Central Fund of Israel receives $50 million in state funds that's spent on these settlements. Assemblymember Zohran Mamdani, the bill's sponsor, describes how it would be enforced.
And so what enforcement would look like is the Attorney General being given the right to sue organizations and individuals who work for those organizations that have been found guilty of financing entities that violate the Geneva Convention.
The bill has received mixed support from constituents and other lawmakers alike. Those who favor it feel it prevents New York from continuing to contribute to unending violence. Lawmakers opposing the bill signed a letter saying it demonizes Jewish charities and is meant to antagonize pro-Israel New Yorkers. Federal officials have voiced concerns about the U.S. providing funds to such groups. In 2010, then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the U.S. would ban citizen funding for settlements if Israeli occupation didn't end. Though nothing came of this warning, Mamdani says the Internal Revenue Service can tackle this.
The IRS could make it very clear that if you are financing and subsidizing the violation of international law and therefore war crimes, then you are not to be considered a charitable purpose.
In recent years, some federal elected officials have voiced the need for this kind of funding to be withdrawn. In 2021, several congressional lawmakers sent a letter to the Treasury Department calling for the examination of charities supporting illegal settlements in Palestine. I'm Edwin J. Vieira, New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 80 degrees and a northwest wind at around 6 to 8 miles per hour. And Saturday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 57 degrees and a west wind at 5 to 7 miles per hour. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 83 degrees. And Sunday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 61 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a 3-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many 3-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXE will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a 3-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
WGXE believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXE is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanitta, the great ebb tide river also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC, hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
From
Wave Farm's Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The Art Park is on Wave Farm's 29-acre campus in Accra, featuring 13 installations. The study center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Accra broadcast studio, and accommodations for Wave Farm's International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farm's Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The Art Park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
I came to in a motel room, tied, standing. That is, my feet, somehow I'm on them, although I was out. I'm in now, but in what I'm not sure. A trance, perhaps. I'm wavy like that. I can't feel my body. I can't feel my eyes. Am I door? I mean, am I dead? I want to scream or even blubber, but I have nothing but helpless thoughts. All I wanted was some new cast iron pans. That's the last thing I remember. Checking the junks in an outdoor flea market and auction run by some country folk with a look of spooky secrets. And now I'm here, hostaged and cursed. The shirts that surround me, I would say, are one with the flesh. The three men in them, nebbish, soily Wook-level fitness with Michigan bad vibrations. These are some diabolical hippies. And I don't know how, and I don't know why, but they got me. They pass around a crystal, giving it a good hard blow before moving it on, finally, into the pocket of the last man in line. Light shorts, heavy on the socks, truly wicked. They gaze in my direction, silent, intense, as if watching smoke from a slow-motion fire projected on the side of a tent. This continues for millennia, until a fourth man enters, wearing a leather jacket, flannel shirt, corduroy pants, and a suede hat with sequins spelling out the word denim. Not too porky, but rich, he carries a birdhouse for a briefcase. From it, he pulls a mister. He tests it in the air with a poof, and cannoli sweetness powders the pissed pants motel air. For sure, he is the ringleader of this jam band of dark star schlamozzles. He approaches, addresses a figure that I can now see from the corner of my maybe dead eyes. Tell me, what are you, he asks. I am a boy. I am Elijah, is the response. He sprays the boy with the mister. What are you, Elijah? Spritz, spritz, what are you, Elijah? Someone turn those tunes up louder, man, someone requests. The mister fills up the room beyond a stink. There is something more, warm, wet, choking me in sweet piss, chocolate chips, and citrus. What a door, oh, door, odor, odor. What are you, a door, what are you, a door, what I am, a door, says the boy. With this, the men get giddy and give each other a series of backwards handshakes that evolve into a putrid jig. One man removes his shirt, holds it neatly, and then bounces his trunk in an extended sacred boogie, causing sweat to flee from his chest hair while the other men chant, ooh glyph, or gliss, gonif, can't make it out. Jeez, I just wanted some pans. The shirtless one struts to the boy, and then with one big stride, he steps his foot inside of him, through the stomach, producing the embarrassing sounds of wet pressure. He glides in further, deeper, but the foot finds no exit. He just keeps crawling in, ducking his head under the ribcage, pulling his second foot behind him and disappearing completely into the void. The other men follow, smiling and prancing like happy dancing bears, all the way into and through an Elijah who was once a boy but is now a door. And when the last of these twisted earth people step out of the motel and into whatever hellish realm the door boy tenders entry, they close his door behind them, and this Elijah vanishes within himself. Now I am alone. I know I am next. The music keeps playing, and the crystals are still smoking in the ashtray. The next batch of boogie boys will no doubt blow in here soon, and when they do, I must not let them through me. I am a human, and I must remember who I am. I creak, I swing, I slam.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
I have a house in the land to the north, one half of it red gold, the lower half of silver. Its porch is of white bronze, and its threshold copper, and of the wing of white yellow birds is its thatch, I think. Its candlesticks are golden, with a candle of great purity, with a gem of precious stone in the middle of the house. But for myself and the High Queen, none of us are sad. None of us are sad. A household there without old age, with yellow crested hair. Every man is a chess player. there are good companies there. Without exclusion,
From the 2023 album Murmurs and Whispers, that was Kopeck's PG6 with I Have a House.
What you call a penny, I call weed in a mouth. And what you call the rain comes out of my one by one. Possess.
Thank you.